A city in nature is a city wrapped in so much greenery it becomes an ecological hug. Warm and life-giving, peaceful and serene, welcoming of everyone from every walk of life. They are the regulars with large camera lenses and binoculars. They have guidebooks, notepads, gear, and supplies to last a few hours. They trade sightings and share stories and rare pictures. They boast of a familiarity to a space they fell in love with so many years ago. Then there are the others, casual in their visits, making it a day with friends, with family, looking to get away from the high-rise city landscape, venture into new territory right at home. Some with young kids in strollers, others wheel their elderly parents through. It is a space for all. Some may choose to stay home, tune into the live feeds from their desktops, cameras strategically situated for the best views. Those who cannot visit on a particular day navigate between tabs on their browser, trying to balance the occasional glance and the demands of work, home, and school. Maybe, if they are lucky, something will be soaring in the distance, or a large ripple in the water will stir some much-needed excitement. The reserve is open to everyone. It was especially so when everything else was closed. The reserve is essential to our animal friends, and essential to our mental health. A space we could confide in, bring our heartbeats back in sync, and our breathing to its natural rhythm. This is one of the few places where I can stand next to strangers and share the awe of a family of otters playing along the riverbanks, finding shelter under a shady tree, where every new spectator is guided by someone they don't know where to direct their eyes and what they should be looking out for. It is times like these that remind me, regardless of how many times we choose to visit or how we choose to visit, we all want to be right here, standing on the main bridge of Sungai Buloh Wetland Reserve and look out into the water to find something wondrous together.